This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Friday the Pentagon would continue to support Taiwan's military, but declined to say if U.S. troops would defend the island against China. A day after U.S. President Joe Biden said there was an American commitment to do so, Austin says the United States is committed to the official so-called One China policy, in which Washington accepts that Beijing governs China, but that does not prevent the United States from providing aid to Taiwan, including potent military hardware. Late Thursday, Biden spiked a new firestorm in Washington-Beijing relations by saying the United States had an agreement to help defend Taiwan, a U.S. ally that China considers its own territory. The comment sparked a sharp retort from Beijing, with a foreign ministry spokesman warning Washington, quote, should act and speak cautiously on the Taiwan issue. Ukrainian police on Friday detained a 25-year-old man who threw a Molotov cocktail at the house of a senior aide to President Volodymyr Zelensky. The attack on the deputy head of the presidential administration was the second in weeks on an aide to Zelensky after gunmen opened fire on a car carrying his senior aide in late September. Police said in a statement they detained the 25-year-old about 4 a.m. local time for throwing a bottle containing a flammable mixture into the courtyard of the house in Kiev. A presidential spokesman said on Ukrainian television, quote, fortunately, neither he nor anyone else was hurt. He added that the presidency hopes for quick identification of those who ordered the attack and their possible motives, as well as bringing the perpetrators to justice. This is VOA News. Pfizer says kid-sized doses of its COVID-19 vaccine are safe and nearly 91% effective at preventing symptomatic infections in elementary school children. Details of the study were posted online Friday as U.S. regulators consider opening vaccinations to youngsters 5 to 11. The shots could begin early next month if regulators give the go-ahead. Full-strength Pfizer shots already are authorized for anyone 12 or older in the U.S. An Ethiopian government spokesperson on Friday told AFP the country launched fresh airstrikes on the capital of its war-hit Tigray region. The fourth day this week, the city has been targeted. The spokesperson says Friday's operation targeted a training center used by the Tigray People's Liberation Front group, while claiming it was, quote, also serving as a battle network hub by the terrorist organization. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's government has been locked in a nearly year-long war against the TPLF, though Tigray itself has seen little combat since late June, when the rebels seized control of much of Ethiopia's northernmost region and the military largely withdrew. The international community has voiced alarm about airstrikes this week, with a U.S. State Department spokesman saying Washington, quote, condemns the continuing escalation of violence, putting civilians in harm's way. Authorities in the U.S. says a prop firearm discharged by veteran American actor Alec Baldwin killed his director of photography and injured the director Thursday at the movie set outside Santa Fe, New Mexico. Baldwin is producing and starring in the Western movie Rust. The Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office says 42-year-old Elena Hutchins, director of photography, and 48-year-old director Joel Souza were shot. Authorities say Hutchins was airlifted to a hospital and pronounced dead by medical personnel. Souza was transported by ambulance for treatment of his injuries. Production has been halted on the film. Chinese state media reported Friday Beijing plans to test tens of thousands of people after four new COVID-19 cases were found in a suburban district on Friday, as a new outbreak prompts school closures and flight cancellations across the country. China has maintained a staunch zero COVID strategy with strict border closures, lengthy quarantines, and targeted lockdowns, but the world's most populous nation is now scrambling to tamp down dozens of infections across several provinces. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.